The bark paintings of the artists of Yirrkala are recognized throughout the world. They are part of a progressive community who, under the guidance of missionaries and welfare officers, have maintained their own traditions, adapting them to their present conditions. Life has not changed that much up to now. There has been no intrusion of modern industry. But it seems there will be change. Rich bauxite deposits have been discovered, and a mining company has leased part of the area to exploit the deposits. The people of Yirrkala have protested to the federal government about the project.
By 1963, the Yolngu people at Yirrkala were getting very worried about the mining activity that seemed to be going on around them. A new lot of miners had been granted some new leases, and their leases came to within 1.5 miles of the actual mission boundary. The superintendent at the mission at the time had sworn himself to secrecy about not divulging anything until the proper time, until a government man came along to explain the situation to the Yolngu people. So there was a lot of anxiety, I guess. And it wasn't until April that the Minister for Territories, Paul Hasluck, announced that there'd been an excision of the entire Gove Peninsula from the Aboriginal Reserve. And that's when things really started to hit panic stations.
So how did the idea of a bark petition to Parliament come about at that stage?
Well, it came, in fact, with the visit of two politicians from Canberra to Yirrkala in July. They had come about 3 weeks after the new church had been opened there, and they sat in the church and saw these glorious church panels that Yolngu people had painted for the church. They were largely painted to say, you know, we may be painting these for your church, but this is our lore, these are our stories, this is our history. And so it was from contemplating these wonderful church panels that Kim Beazley suggested that bark petitions be sent to Canberra.
So when was the actual petition written and painted?
Well, it's very hard to say. I mean, there's still a whole lot that's not known about them, but all we can say is that I think it's towards the end of July, Edgar Wells, who was the superintendent, had 4 copies that he took on a plane with him to Goulburn Island, and from there they were to be sent to Canberra. The fine timeline of that stuff is really not known.
So what did the actual petitions say? What did they look like?
Well, we know that there are 4 bark surrounds in existence. 2 of them are in Parliament House. 1 of them has sea creatures on it, and the other one has land creatures. 1 has the striations that are associated with the Dua moiety, and the other one has diamond shapes in the background, and they are the marks of the Iritja people or the Iritja moiety. They're written in both English and Yolngu Mata. I think people were fairly blown away by them, and they certainly were the very first bark petitions to be presented to the Parliament. It was the first time that a petition in Yolngu Mata or any Aboriginal language had been presented to the federal Parliament. A week after Jock Nelson introduced the petition, Hasluck had a hissy fit, which is the only way I can describe it. He was answering a question in question time. It was a Dorothy Dixer. He had had the information for about 2 hours before he got to his feet and denounced the petition. And it really was just to say, look, the people who have signed this, there's only one person who's mature and who could be said to be a spokesperson for the clans. He also made a big point of saying that only 6 of the 13 clans named at the top of the petition were actually represented by the signatories, and that most of them were too young to have been taken seriously.
And so what happened to the petition after that?
Well, when news hit Yirrkala, everybody took it as being Hasluck rejecting the petition. So when news got to Yirrkala, they said, oh, we haven't got a record of the elders of our people saying that we approve of this petition. And so they then got together and did 3 A3 sheets with some 30-odd thumbprints of all the very senior people at Yirrkala.
And what role did the bark petition take after that?
Well, again, it was because of Kim Beazley that things moved on from there. Beazley put up a motion that there be an inquiry into the grievances of the Yirrkala people, as it was called. And because of the political circumstances of the time, that motion actually succeeded. These Bark petitions were the only petitions at a federal level to lead to an inquiry by a parliamentary committee.